MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, August 3, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mixture of clouds and sun today, mid to upper 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:15 p.m. Michael McHugh is writing in the Salem News today. With just over a month before school is back in session in Marblehead, John Buckey is out as the district's superintendent. After meeting in executive session Monday and several days of contract negotiations, the Marblehead School Committee announced in a brief statement Wednesday afternoon that they've come to an agreement with Buckey, resulting in his resignation as superintendent of schools, effective immediately. The statement did not indicate what will happen now with the school district's leadership. The Newburyport Daily News is reporting that Amesbury Mayor Cassandra Gove will have plenty of company when seeking another term in the corner office, as she and three others submitted nomination papers by the deadline Tuesday afternoon. With four candidates, the city has scheduled a primary election for September 19, with the polls open between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. The municipal election is scheduled for November 7. Meanwhile, in Newburyport, the races for public office are set after the deadline for submitting nomination papers came and went on Tuesday. And based on the number of contenders, the city will hold a primary election in September for the Ward 4 City Council and School Committee races. Gloucester Times is reporting the launch of Gloucester Fisheries Heritage Month in the city's 400-plus anniversary year in front of the Fisherman's Memorial on Stacy Boulevard on Tuesday evening, celebrated the finest kind of the nation's oldest fishing port. The late afternoon event under partly cloudy skies took place against the backdrop of the memorial's cenotaphs and the outer harbor as schooners sailed and boats motored by. About 200 people cheered for the fishermen ages 80 and older who sat in the front row. And the city of Gloucester has gotten a lot of media attention lately, and according to Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga, TV cameras from Boston will be in the city again today.
Okay, the next thing is this Friday, Boston 25 is going to be holding one of their zip trips here in Gloucester, at Stage 4 Park, down on the baseball field, I'm pretty sure. Once you get there, you'll know. But it's an opportunity for us to highlight the city. We've gotten a lot of publicity lately, good stuff, you know, especially with CODA. That's sort of been like a shot in the arm for us. And obviously Wicked Tuna and other things that have put us on the national, international map. But Boston 25 will be here. I'll be chatting with them a little bit, I think around 9 in the morning. But stop down to Stage 4 and check it out. It's just, again, another way to help Gloucester shine.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. Finally, the Daily Item is reporting that in Lynn, the city is inviting the community to help determine what the city's conservation and recreation land will look like during the next 7 years. According to Associate Planning Director Lauren Drago, two of the main ways the city is seeking feedback for the open space and recreation plan are through an online survey and a public forum later this month. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Mariners in Seattle last night, 6-3. The Sox return home from the West Coast to open up a series tomorrow night against the Blue Jays. Two former Red Sox players, Rico Petrocelli and Jose Santiago, shared stories yesterday with residents at the Linden Residences in Danvers. Matt Williams has that story in today's Salem News. We'll be posting an interview with Newburyport football coach Ben Smolsky this week as we continue our features with area football coaches. Smolsky tells Rick Moore that as a head coach, a big part of his job is communicating.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, to be the best coach you can be, it's about forming connections with your student athletes, you know, asking them how their day was, you know, how's your family doing, you know, stuff like that. And just forming those connections, you know, that's the most rewarding part of the job. You know, the bottom line is we're just coaching a game, you know, but when it boils down to it, that game, in the preparation for it and everything else, it gets your athletes ready for life. Mm-hmm. And going to the next step, what it is they do after high school. And you know, that's the best part of the job, is forming those relationships. And you know, there's many players now that you know, I get to keep in touch with, you know, I have the Tulin brothers last summer came over. They, when I first started Newburyport, they came over and we ate lunch on the back porch, you know.
Nice.
And, just kind of, you know, we have a good connections that way. I mean, they're connections that will go on, you know, through a lifetime. It's not just those 4 years. So it's very important to you know, it's not just the X's and the O's. It's forming those personal relationships.
And for picking up new information to help him coach, that never stops.
No, I mean, whenever you watch, that's just kind of taking the games and general things that influence. I'm over Coach Callahan, Anthony's house, you know, watching college football, and we're always rewinding. Like, on the, you know, you can rewind the TV now. It's like, oh, let's check this play out. You know, and you're always, I feel the one thing that, I haven't been able to watch football as a fan for a long time because you're always soaking up knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And, even going to the Patriots, when I haven't gone recently, but whenever I go to Patriots games, he's sitting up in the nosebleeds and I love the view because you could see all 22 players mm-hmm. going around and I'd be watching the line instead of watching the ball. So you're, or watching a specific position or watching the defense drop into coverage and, you know, you're always taking mental notes and sometimes taking physical notes when you're watching the TV or,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's, you're always watching it from that coach's perspective. It's hard to, I think the only Thanksgiving Day game I got to see since 2003, maybe, was a Saturday Newburyport Amesbury game after, we had a big snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
They had to move the game to, the Thanksgiving Day game to Saturday. And I think that was the last time I truly watched a game as a fan.
Yeah. Oh, I get that. Yeah.
You know, just to be, and I hadn't been able to go to a Newburyport game for a while because I was coaching elsewhere. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, definitely, it's still fun to watch football, but you're always looking at it through the coach's lens.
Newburyport football coach Ben Smolsky. That's sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.